Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verses 1 through 8, where the sons of Israel have come up out of Egypt and are now in the wilderness of Sinai. In the third month of the going out of the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt, in this day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. And they journeyed from Rephidim and came into the wilderness of Sinai and encamped in the wilderness. And there Israel encamped in front of the mountain. And Moses went up to God, and Yehovah called to him from the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell to the sons of Israel, You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and bore you on eagle's wings, and brought you to me. And now, if hearing you shall hear my voice, and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession above all peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak to the sons of Israel. And Moses came and called the elders of the people and set before them all these words which Yehovah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Yehovah has spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people to Yehovah. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, while the Lord was teaching a crowd of people along the shores of the Jordan River. And they brought to him little children, that he should touch them. And the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant, and he said to them, Let the little children come to me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Amen, I say to you, whoever shall not accept the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into it. And having taken them up in his arms and set his hands upon them, he blessed them. And our final reading will be from the word of the Lord as it is written in the Arcana Celestia, a portion of number 2568 regarding the affirmative principle. There are therefore two principles, one of which leads to all folly and insanity, and the other to all intelligence and wisdom. The former principle is to deny all things, or to say in the heart that we cannot believe them until we are convinced by what we can apprehend or perceive by the senses. This is the principle that leads to all folly and insanity, and it is called the negative principle. The other principle is to affirm the things which are of doctrine from the Word, or to think and believe within ourselves that they are true, because the Lord has said them. This is the principle that leads to all intelligence and wisdom, and it is to be called the affirmative principle. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.